A landmark study on combating the coronavirus is happening at hospitals across the country. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. Hardin Memorial Hospital in Elizabethtown is treating COVID-19 patients with plasma donated from patients who have recovered from the respiratory illness. Those coronavirus survivors have developed antibodies, which researchers think can more quickly fight the infection in sick patients. Dr. Natalie Harper is leading the study at HMH.
Of course, this is still a research project, so we don't know how well this treatment will work. But we are very hopeful, and many of us physicians who have been involved in this research are very optimistic about the results.
Hardin Memorial Health currently has 8 patients enrolled in the study. Recovered COVID-19 patients are eligible to donate plasma if they meet the criteria for giving blood. Each person who donates plasma can help up to 4 patients currently battling the coronavirus. Results from HMH will be part of a larger study by the Mayo Clinic. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.